Okay, now, Lust the Musical. The Billericay Operatic Society are performing Lust the Musical between Tuesday the 28th of September and Saturday the 2nd of October at the Brentwood Theatre. And joining me today to tell us all about it is Jane Granby from the Billericay Operatic Society. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, nice to be here.
Oh, it's nice to see you. Thanks very much for coming in. So, we're going to find out all about Lust the Musical later on. I love that title. But first, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved in the Billericay Operatic Society.
Well, it's quite a long time ago now.
Yeah.
I joined around 1988.
Okay.
And it was all by chance, really. I ran a dancing school and one of my mothers came in one day and said, "We're in dreadful straits. We've got a show in 6 weeks' time. One of our dancers has broken their leg.
Oh, dear.
Is there any chance you can come along and fill in?"
Right.
I was like, okay. And went along, did Annie Get Your Gun, and then never left, really.
Oh, you never looked back. Okay. Were you Annie with the gun? Or
No, I just won the dancers.
Oh, okay. Brilliant. You're a choreographer, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, Annie Get Your Gun was the first time I danced with Wayne Carpenter,
okay,
who is obviously producing Lust this time.
Yeah.
So, yes, so I choreograph now for his shows.
So on a personal level, what led you to become a choreographer?
Well, I danced since the age of three.
Okay.
Went and trained to be a dance teacher and then was a school teacher.
Right.
I'm a retired school teacher now, but
okay,
still dancing is my greatest love.
Right.
Yes, so
brilliant.
That's the choreography.
Wonderful stuff. So now moving on to the Billericay Operatic Society, then how long has it been around?
It's been around for 92 years.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I don't know that Billericay people know much about it, but we are called Billericay Operatic Society, which nowadays perhaps seems a little old-fashioned, but then that's because we started 92 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And in those days, most of the musicals we put on were operettas.
Okay.
Nowadays, we do mostly musical theatre.
Right, okay.
So, yes, we've been around a long time.
Yeah, amazing. So we'll have to try and think of a new title for the society.
We've tried that yeah? once or twice and then have gone back to the idea, well, actually, people know us as Billericay Operatic Society.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So how big are you? How many members do you have at the moment?
We're not huge.
No?
We've got around probably about 50 members and some come in our shows, others don't come in all of our shows. They do things like helping front of house, or they might be backstage. Really depends on the shows we do as to who likes to come in them.
Okay.
Whether they've got things on their life in happening in their lives at
sure.
the time that they don't have the time, but they come back again a few years later.
Right.
We're always on the outlook for new members, particularly men, and I think all societies say that.
Okay.
Yes, we could always do with a lot more men coming along to our society,
okay,
but women too. We're a very family type society. We've just had a couple of new members joined recently for Lust. Very brave. They've sort of taken it on in about 6 to 8 weeks that we are reviewing this show.
Excellent. Yeah.
Because of course. Yeah. We were supposed to put this show on March before last.
Right.
I lose my sense of time, really, now.
Well, we all know what happened there, then. Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a shame. But there you go. You're getting round to it in the end. And you've anticipated my next question, really, which was, are you looking for new members? But also, it might be a silly question, but do new members have to be able to sing?
It's ideal, bearing in mind we are a musical
Absolutely,
society.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
I think people get very concerned about whether they can sing or not. In my experience, most people can sing. We have good MDs who are excellent at bringing out the best in people, are very patient, help them with technique, and sometimes people come along and they want to join, they say, "Oh, I'm not too sure I'm very good at singing," but then discover they have actually got
a
decent singing voice.
Okay.
So I'd always say, please don't be put off. You know, there is acting, there is dancing, and there is obviously singing. And along the way, putting a show on, we do a lot of warm-ups, certain technical exercises to help your voice, lots of advice. So, no, I wouldn't say, you know, don't be put off by that. Come along and have a go.
And what about if someone really, really can't sing? I mean, is there things like the technical aspects they can get involved
of
in
course.
Or scenery? Or,
yes. Yeah? Okay. I mean, we couldn't put a show on without our technical team. We have people who get together, usually on a Sunday, and they make our scenery. That needs painting, fixing. In a few weeks' time, well, before we go to Brentwood Theatre, we'll have a team of people go down to take it apart, take it to the theatre, put it back together again. Then we've had a large team of ladies making costumes this time. Unfortunately, with COVID, costumiers have unfortunately gone out of business.
Oh, dear.
And the show we're putting on needed 17th century costumes, which are very involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
But they've really got together with Billericay and the local area. They've asked for anybody who had old curtains and material.
Right.
They've done absolute marvels with that material, and the costumes look amazing.
Fantastic.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. I saw a couple the other day on social media.
They've started appearing, haven't they?
Yeah, very, very good they looked, yeah. Now, we mentioned the pandemic. Did you sort of completely close down during the pandemic, or were you able to do something?
We went on to Zoom.
Okay.
It was very strange, but it was nice because we could still see everybody in the society. We made a point of meeting up every so often on Zoom, and we tried at first to prepare some songs for a concert, but it's very difficult for people who are used to singing as a company to be singing on their own in their home
and feeling
a bit embarrassed that, you know, everybody's listening to them.
Yeah.
So we definitely, we used to meet up, we'd play games online just to keep everything going.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But the funniest thing used to be when we used to try and sing happy birthday to each other. And of course, with us all singing at different times and different speeds of the internet, I wouldn't say we were our best advert for singing at that time.
we'll lose those recordings. Yeah. I mean, Zoom has been great during the pandemic, but it's not the same as being together in the same room, is it?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, let's talk about the upcoming production itself of Lust. Could we have a brief synopsis of the story, please?
Okay. Lust is based on the William Wycherley's Country Wife. It's a fast-paced restoration comedy musical which showcases the hilarious tale of Horner, an outrageous London libertine in the year 1661. Horner seduces his way through the ladies of society, whilst at the same time deceiving the foolish husbands of the day. Basically, it is a cross between a bedroom farce and a carry-on film set to music. It's great adult fun.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I'm coming along on the final day on the matinee.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm really looking forward to it. And if it's a farce, it's just like this radio show, really. So I'll be right at home, you know.
No.
What about the cast? Is there a big cast for this production?
There's a fairly large number of people as principals. There are a lot of couples who get in difficult situations, as it says, a bedroom farce. Deceiving each other, running out, coming back in again, being found out doing things. So, yes, I'd say principal-wise, we've probably got about 12 principal parts, and then much the same with the company, so maybe around 30 of us.
Oh, wow, yeah, well, it's a big show then. Yeah, fantastic. I bet rehearsals have been a bit of a laugh, haven't they? How are they going?
They always are. They've been very strange for this show because, as I said before, we were ready to do this last March. And we were 2 weeks away from doing it when we went into lockdown.
All that work.
Now, you would think that we would all totally remember what we were doing.
No.
But no, we have had to go back and revise. So we've had to go quite quickly because we've had a small amount of rehearsal time. But it has all come back and it's looking really, really good. It's going to be an extremely funny show.
Yeah, good.
Even in rehearsal, and we've seen it so many times now, we're still standing on the edges laughing at a lot of the jokes.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, if it wasn't for the human phenomenon that is Gail Carpenter, you wouldn't be here today, would you?
No.
And Gail's involved in the production, and most of her family as well, I think. Is that
That's right? That's right, yes. Oh, yes.
So who's who?
Right, so Gail Carpenter, she goes in the shows, often with leading roles.
Okay.
And Bob, you know her through Billericay Food Bank.
Do.
We'll put a plug in there for Billericay Food Bank. And her husband, Wayne, is the producer of the show. And amazingly, he also takes on a lead part.
Wow.
I don't know how he does that,
But
he does often do that and remembers his lines and his songs and puts on a very, very good show.
Yeah.
His sons, Matthew and Tom, are both in it.
Wow.
So, yes, it is a real family show.
Yeah, it must be great for them to do something like that together.
Yes.
It's wonderful. So I've got another question here. We might have covered it, actually, but what's involved in putting on a production like this? There's quite a lot of hard work, I imagine.
There's a lot goes on behind the scenes. We have to apply for licences. We have to obviously book a theatre, book rehearsal rooms. The company do pay a show fee and a society fee.
Right.
And obviously we get money from the audience that come.
Mm.
But there's a lot of money involved now in putting a show on.
Yeah.
And we have to pay the Brentwood Theatre. Mm-hmm. We have to pay for the various people in the Brentwood Theatre that do the technical aspects that we can't cover.
Lighting and sound, I imagine, yeah.
We still have to find people to come in and do that. Front of house, people who show you to your seats, sell the programmes, sell the raffle tickets.
Okay.
As I said before, the costume makers, or sometimes we do hire, but they still have to go out and be found and looked at and measurements taken to make sure they actually fit.
Okay.
It's huge. It is huge.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But what a great hobby to have, isn't it wonderful?
It is a lovely hobby.
Well, I'm going to be bringing a few people with me, and I've just thought of a supplementary question then. What about audience participation?
Well, we hope they're going to laugh a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And also applaud a lot.
Okay, well, we'll certainly do that, but you don't want people heckling you, no.
Hopefully not. Not unless it's hooray, more.
Okay, well, that all sounds great. As I say, I'm going myself and I'm really looking forward to it. Perhaps you could give us all the details, dates, times, location and how people can get tickets.
Okay, so we are performing at the Brentwood Theatre in Brentwood from Tuesday the 28th of September to Saturday the 2nd of October. We've got several ticket prices. Tuesday evening and Saturday matinee is £16. Wednesday evening is £17. Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening is £18. I do have a phone number for booking tickets, which is 07909 696953. You can also go on to www.ticketsource.co.uk/billops. Matinees start at 2:30 and the evening performance is at 7:30. I did try yesterday to see if people wanted to just get tickets for Lust. If you literally just put Lust the Musical into a search engine, you will come up with the ticket source
that's the
link.
Easiest way, yeah.
But to be honest, if you go on Billericay Operatics Society site, then you will get the phone number, which gets you directly.
Well, it was very excellently done. I'm away for the next couple of weeks. Do you want to come and do my show for me?
It would be that board rather throw me, I think.
Oh, it's easy once you get used to it. Anyway, Jane Granby, that is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to Lust the Musical. Thank you for coming in today.
No, thank you for having me.
And I hope it goes, well, I hope it's a roaring success. I'm sure it will be.
It will be.
Thanks very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.